Homes can be our haven, but now our homes have to fit so much more. Work, even school, and still have plenty of space to get away from it all. The Home Equity Line of Credit from Fort Worth Community is one of the easiest ways to remodel that old kitchen you're tired of looking at, expand that extra room for your growing teens, or add that peaceful home office with a door you've been dreaming of. Now's the time to update, renovate, and make your home fit and feel like home. Ask about a HELOC Home Equity Line of Credit. Find out more at ftwccu.org. That's ftwccu.org.
You knew the job was dangerous when you took it, Fred.
I have a question. Shh, be respectful of me.
You can act like a man!
He's colossal, stupendous. One might even go so far as to say he's mediocre.
I guess I should salute you with a worthy adversary and all that, but the truth is, I really did hate your guts.
This is a Single Storm podcast.
I firmly believe the leader of the Democrat Party is a traitor. I'm not the only one. If you look at the polls, the majority of Americans believe that Beijing Biden has been compromised by communist China. And there's plenty of evidence that backs up that supposition, the opinion of the majority of the American people, of which I am one, that Beijing Biden has been paid off by our foreign enemies and adversaries. As you all know, the FD 1023 that the FBI, under threat of contempt of Congress for Christopher Wray, finally released the FD 1023 that reveals that Joe Biden is under investigation for taking $5 million in massive influence peddling from the oligarchs of Burisma, the company that employed his worthless crackhead son for 50 grand a pop, or what was it, 80 grand a month or something like that. I haven't all the numbers that these Bidens have been trafficking in. They kind of blur after a time. But we also come to find out that there are more FD 1023s, unclassified documents, detailing influence peddling by Beijing Biden. And we know that one of the countries that Joe Biden has been selling us out to for cash is Communist China. Don't forget, it was Communist China who built a building that they shared with Hunter Biden, these office spaces. And then Hunter Biden was paid $50,000 a month to rent space in these buildings. Hunter Biden then paid his daddy $50,000 a month, ironically the same amount of money, to rent their house in Delaware. How it's a nice house, but it's not worth $50,000 a month. That's for darn sure. Then we get this story confirmed over the weekend. Communist China has been using a spy base in Cuba to electronically track signals from the United States military installations since at least 2019, according to a Biden administration official. So since Beijing Biden has taken over, he's done nothing about this. The official who spoke on the condition of anonymity told Politico and other outlets that the spy base was an issue that had been inherited from the previous Trump administration. 2019 it gets founded, so we probably don't find out about it until the 2020 presidential election. And then before Trump can do anything about it, he's out of office. Beijing Biden has known about it since he's been in office and has done nothing to stop it. Nothing to stop it. Because, well, among other things, Beijing Biden has been allowing Communist China to spy on our country with balloons and such. I asked Congressman Tim Burchett on the Chris Salcedo show on Newsmax. I said, you know, Kevin McCarthy laughingly took impeachment of Joe Biden off the table with these revelations of influence peddling that Beijing Biden is accused of doing, not just with Burisma, but others that we don't know and haven't seen yet. Is impeachment back on the table, sir?
I think it is. I mean, I don't think it should ever been taken off the table. This is ridiculous. This is, how much farther is this going? I mean, we know of the $10 million that these Chinese corporations pumped into the Bidens. You wonder why a Chinese balloon of 1800s technology could fly over the entire continental United States and be able to view our missile sites, our secret sites, our Oak Ridge National Laboratory, Fort Campbell, Kentucky, and then we wait because of safety to knock it down off the coast of Myrtle Beach. Heck, when it was in Montana, they should have knocked it down. They should have knocked it down in the Aleutian Islands. You're more likely to hit some guy with a mullet haircut and a tie-dyed muscle shirt off the coast of Myrtle Beach than you are to hit anybody in the Aleutian Islands or in Montana. You know, we're corrupted from top to bottom. Folks better realize, brother, they better realize Washington, D.C. is a trash can. And everybody wants to pick and choose. Man, we need to turn this thing upside down with a dadgum fire hose and clean it out, top to bottom, from our military to our learning institute to our Justice Department. It's just top to bottom. We've been corrupted, and we are losing our country. And the bad thing is, they're not taking it. We're giving it to them. When 20 million folks decline to go to the polls and vote, this is what happens.
Yes, sir. And, you know, we might want to explore where you started this conversation, sir. We shouldn't be funding our own destruction. We should, American taxpayers should not be funding the destruction of the American Constitution. Congressman Tim Burchett, thank you very much, sir. We appreciate your time.
So that's how the conversation went. Yeah, impeachment back on the table, and it's time to get rid of pro-communist China politicians. 65 Democrats who voted to protect China in the House of Representatives. The Democrats in the city of Houston that are pro-China. The Democrats and the Republicans in the Texas State House who are pro-China, who voted, who prevented a vote on a piece of legislation that would have prohibited communist China from getting a foothold in our country by being able to buy land in this country. Folks, to bring it full circle, Beijing Biden, since he took over the Oval Office, has known that communist China has been spying on us 90 miles away from our shores in communist Cuba. But members of the Texas House, who call themselves Republicans, the Republican leadership, wanted to make sure they could buy land right here in Texas to do it to us in Texas. The dangers of communist China and the dangers of the Democrats and so-called Republicans who enable them to harm this country comes your way next on the Salcedo Storm podcast.
And now a word from our sponsor.
Are you sick of all these Medicare commercials? Well, what if you're under 65 and need quality, affordable health coverage? American Medical Plan specializes in under 65 health insurance plans that have zero copays at the doctor and no deductible on all outpatient services, including surgeries. You pick your doctors and hospitals. There are private plans, enroll anytime, and they are 30 to 60% less than Obamacare. If you're paying too much for your own health insurance, call American Medical Plans. They will customize a plan managed and chosen by you, not the government.
A liberty-loving American takes on Washington, Hollywood, and the whole media establishment. He's Chris Salcedo. Join his fight. Tune in to the Chris Salcedo Show every weekday afternoon on Newsmax.
Genital mutilation is happening to Texas kids. These abusive medical practices are being pushed by the radical woke leftists in our state. You can go to TexasScorecard.com to learn more and get real news for real Texans.
Retired Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer, he's CIA-trained, former senior intelligence officer, and a New York Times best-selling author. He's a Newsmax contributor, and he's the president of Project Sentinel. Colonel, welcome back.
Hey, good morning, Chris. Always great to be with you, especially when you have a challenging day.
Yes, and that seems to be more often than not. Look, I wanted to ask you about what's going on with these revelations now about the FBI. You served in government, you're CIA trained, and you're used to a federal government, at least I'm used to a federal government, that is not arrayed against our people. Christopher Wray, the FBI director, shows up yesterday, brings the documentation that is in question, this FD 1023 unclassified document showing Joe Biden was involved in a criminal bribery scheme. He shows it to Comer and Raskin only. It's a highly credible informant who is the source of this material, somebody that the FBI has used over and over and over again. But now the FBI director, Christopher Wray, says, I'm not going to leave this for the committee to continue your investigation. I'm still going to keep it under wraps. And that means Christopher Wray now is still under threat of contempt of Congress. Give us your evaluation.
Well, he should be under contempt. And, you know, he's a public servant. I don't care what rank he is, Chris. He is still a public service. That is Wray. And the oversight responsibility of Congress is crystal clear in this. So a little bit of history. I think, full disclosure, you know, I have worked undercover with the FBI on three separate occasions on joint operations. And that's you know, I have to put my my belief in the fact that many folks who do serve sign up for the same reasons I did, because, you know, there is a need to protect the country. There's no doubt that we, Chris, you know, we have enemies who don't like us. And I think we have to have a strong federal investigative capability to especially focus on international threats. Those exist, and I've worked with them. But something happened, something really derailed the FBI in the 90s, and I really do trace it back to the Clinton administration, where Clinton prepared a plan to emplace at low levels political operatives who would work their way through the system and become seniors. So that's what we're seeing now. We're seeing the investment made by the Clintons in pure evil. You have individuals who are now in leadership positions, starting primarily after the Louis Free era. Louis, I believe, was mostly honest, and I say that because he's written some things favorable to me and my team regarding naval danger. I think he, as a former FBI agent, was the last honest director of the FBI. From then on, it was all politicized, and I think that's what we're living with now. The inevitable outcome of a politicized FBI is criminal behavior that benefits the political party of their choosing, which is the Democrats.
Well,
so that's why we're seeing this, and so you have an FBI which has essentially become an American Gestapo, which is subservient to the Democrat Party.
Yeah.
And that's what we're seeing.
The American KGB. That's exactly what I think
right.
is going on here. So
yeah.
Let me ask you, Colonel, because we have now proof that this FBI, according to Durham, had evidence of wrongdoing, had evidence of law breaking by Hillary Clinton, but chose not to investigate and not to
right.
further it up the chain. We now know
right.
they fabricated a case against President Trump on zero evidence, according to the Durham report.
Right.
We know they've
right.
buried the Hunter Biden laptop. We know that 50 intelligence officials, many of them from the FBI, some of them from other agencies, authored this disgraceful document saying that the Hunter Biden laptop was Russian disinformation. And the Federalist is coming to this conclusion. I'm asking you what you think about the conclusion, if you agree, that the FBI and other agencies have partaken in American election interference by doing what they've done.
Absolutely. I actually have met and spoke with two former attorney generals of the United States on this very issue. And I don't want to get into names at this point, but I can tell you that former attorney generals are noticing exactly what you said. And unfortunately, the predicate for the legal pursuit of charges against those identified in the Durham report are not clear here. I mean, it's one thing to violate your oath of office and be held accountable by internal administrative functions. It's something else entirely, Chris, to have engaged in a criminal conspiracy designed to benefit one political party over the other, which we know happened. We know happened. So the question becomes, how do you get from knowing something happened to proving it? And that's where we're at a challenge right now, because as we opened the conversation, you're not going to be able to get the documents you need to do a prosecution because they're held by the FBI.
Well, wait
and
a minute.
So
now, Durham, I think, conclusively proved these allegations. I think that the Durham report, with his team of investigators, sourced all. And now, of course, he waited until the statute of limitations was over so that nobody would go to jail. But he documented everything that we would have to show that at the very least, the FBI and several other alphabet agencies have been compromised, Colonel. And the GOP responded by saying, hey, we got a great idea. All this malfeasance, you're targeting us, you're trying to destroy the Republican Party, and you're trying to let the Democrats get away with criminality. Hey, let's give you more money. And that's what the debt ceiling deal did. So we don't have a lot of faith that there's any help for we, the people, in the Republican Party. So what do we do to tear down these institutions, and how can we get there to rebuild them so that the safeguards for our people are put back in place?
So the one thing that you and I have spoken about on the air several times on this and your other show is the fact that Trump never got control of the federal bureaucracy. And one of the key tools of controlling the bureaucracy is budgetary constraints. And to your point, as you just said, it has rewarded bad behavior through the budgetary process. So you got to stop that. You got to get control of it. You've got to defund the FBI. And what I would do is take their missions and split it off into two other organizations. I would take their counterintelligence mission and split it between Department of Defense, which, by the way, the Department of Defense does have a counterintelligence capability. That was the primary counterintelligence element up until the FBI kind of eclipsed it in the 70s and 80s.
Well, doesn't the CIA do that? Don't we already have a CIA that works in counterintelligence?
No, CIA cannot do domestic stuff. And trust me, Chris, I know CIA. You don't want CIA doing domestic stuff.
No. I'm not suggesting that. But when you say that we want them doing counterintelligence, we don't want them doing counterintelligence on the American people. We want them doing counterintelligence on our enemies.
Well, they do it overseas, yes, and that's a good point. But for domestic, if you're talking about the FBI only, you've got to take their mission and give it to DOD and Homeland Security. And I know a lot of the folks over at Homeland Security now, and I trust them far more than the FBI at this point, although I have my doubts about them at times as well.
Mm.
And then you take their criminal mission, the criminal investigative mission, and you split that between Homeland Security and the U.S. Marshals. And I actually met with several U.S. Marshals in this recent. They are the oldest federal law enforcement agency, and trust me, I think they've done everything they can to stay out of this and be an honest investigative organization, you know. And then you take the counterterrorism mission and do the same thing. You split it up between DOD, the Pentagon, and Homeland Security. But you basically have to accept the fact at this point, Chris, that the FBI leadership is corrupt, and you may be able to salvage those agents at the operational level, but you'd have to be very discerning on how you do it. But I just don't see any saving the FBI at this point based on the wholesale corruption and subservience to the Democrat Party.
No, as we alluded to, the FBI is now the KGB, and it's no longer of use to the American people. And Christopher Wray has shown us that, and I played a soundbite before I brought you on, where Ted Cruz was basically saying Christopher Wray's a company guy. He would basically burn down the country to save the FBI because he believes so much in the FBI, which does us no good. He's worthless to the freedoms and liberties of the American people, and as is the FBI now in the way it's currently constituted. Folks, we're having a conversation with retired Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer, CIA-trained, former senior intelligence officer and a New York Times bestselling author. He is the president of Project Sentinel. Let's pivot to communist China. You have. I know you've seen this latest incident at sea. It's really damning video that shows the communist Chinese cutting off one of our warships as we were doing joint exercises in the Taiwan Strait with a Canadian vessel, and it was something the U.S. government said was unsafe, quote unsafe. What you and I know it as is a direct provocation and a strategy of complete lack of respect. Am I mischaracterizing it?
So the lack of respect comes and is enhanced by the lack of belief that Joe Biden has any ability to do anything. I mean, Chris, the bottom line here is that as much as anything, we learned during the Cold War that playing the man over the country was very effective. And you know, Kennedy did it with Khrushchev. Johnson did it with some of the Russian leaders. Obviously, Carter tried to do it, didn't do very well, just saying. And then Reagan comes in and was able to play the game and play the game of bluff and poker and win. Biden, the same is being played against us now, where, you know, the Chinese know that Biden is an empty suit. And let me lay this out for your audience. It's hidden in plain sight. The reason Putin invaded Ukraine when he did, Chris, why the invasion looks so haphazard and ill-conceived is because it was. Putin saw the opportunity because of Joe Biden's lack of leadership to just launch an invasion kind of on the fly. So that's why it looks so bad. And because Biden's weakness. So the same thing is being internalized by the Chinese now. And that's why you saw days before the ship incursion, the ship provocation, you had a near miss of a CCP airplane against one of our RC-135 in the air just a few days. So this is becoming more and more prevalent and obvious. And so there's no doubt at this point that the Chinese, the CCP, are going to insinuate themselves into the South China Sea. They're going to take more possession of more sea and islands. And Taiwan is very definitely something. And, you know, you and I have talked to Gordon Chang all the time. I think the Chinese are up against a hard stop of having to do something regarding Taiwan before 2030 because of economic population and other factors, which are going to limit their ability after 2030.
Right, so, and they're never going to have a better chance. They're never going to have a better chance of success.
Right.
The world's dictators and the world's despots, they can't conceive America ever being so stupid as to elect the village idiot like Joe Biden ever again. So they know if they're going to seize territory and hold on to it, and I bet you Xi Jinping is going, man, I can't believe my luck. I get Barack Obama, who allowed me to militarize the South China Sea. And then I get Joe Biden another term later, who allows me to just run roughshod and actually lay the foundations for the fall of the United States. I mean, the communists have got to be just thanking their lucky stars that that Democrats are so stupid.
And they're running the board against us right now. Chris,
yeah,
absolutely.
Yes, they
Blinken
are.
Blinken is a, you know, I got to tell you, I've never met the man. I've known a number of Secretary of States, but I can tell you, this guy is an empty suit who lives literally in some alternate universe.
So I know.
If I didn't know he was Secretary of State, I'd recommend him for psychological evaluation because of his detachment from reality. And I am not joking.
No, I know you are. I know you're not. But I think he should be referred anyway. I don't care what his position is. I think the man's is certifiably nuts. And it's just like Christopher Wray, the FBI. Oh, I so love the FBI. I'd burn the country down. So too with this beta male, the nation's number one beta male, Antony Blinken, who lives in this fantasy world of kumbaya and everybody getting together under left-wing communism and being happy and prosperous. And he has no clue how the real world works.
None.
Yeah. Well, let me ask you about this case. Because I think it's fascinating, and I'm not even sure what to make of it. You know that F-16s were scrambled over the nation's capital over the weekend.
Right.
They created a sonic boom and went after this private jet, and we don't know exactly what was going on inside that private jet, whether there was a medical emergency with the pilot, but some people have indicated that it was on autopilot and wasn't responding. And it turns out that the two people on board, or the people on board, were the daughter and granddaughter of a big GOP donor. And it crashed, and the U.S. government is denying it had anything to do with the crash. But I guess what the juxtaposition I want to make is, so let me get this straight. This private jet, non-responsive, causes F-16s to scramble yet over the nation's capital, creating a sonic boom. Yet a communist China balloon goes over our nuclear silos, goes over our sensitive military bases, and we allow it to float up there for 7 days before shooting it down over water, making sure we can't recover it. What's wrong with that picture?
Well, I'm doing an editorial on this right now, as a matter of fact.
Okay.
Blaine Holt on this. And it's the woke goes to war, Chris. I mean, this is woke policy permeating every aspect of our national security apparatus, to include things like response. Look, I do believe, based on my knowledge of general aviation of private aircraft, but yeah, it sounds like to me that something happened to compromise the oxygen system while in flight. And those aircraft are designed to do certain things on autopilot. Sounds like to me something happened, and it's tragic, and I feel terrible about it. But the fact is, they responded. The North America Defense Network responded to that and did something and tried to intercept the aircraft, this, that, and the other. The fact that they allowed the balloon to kind of just meander over, and they knew it was a reconnaissance aircraft. Chris, they knew it was a persistent surveillance platform long before it got to the United States. They knew it. They knew it, and it was brief. And it's been made fun of by several folks on the internet, and I appreciated their humor. They point, we had lasers, freaking lasers, to quote
Dr. Evil.
I
want some freaking lasers on the sharks. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
That could have been put into the air. They're experimental, but they were. They would go through and burn through the fabric of balloons really easy. Just saying, Chris, this is not rocket science.
Get it?
They could have taken it down softly without blowing it to hell, pretty much anywhere over the continent. So this was a political decision to not do that.
Well, Joe Biden did communist China a favor because he's owned by communist China.
Right.
He wanted to make sure that his friend's assets couldn't be recorded, and of course couldn't be recovered. And he also knew it was going to be an indictment on him because this tired old communist named Joe Biden allowed the communist Chinese to do this.
Right.
He allowed it.
So, yeah. So that's why you see these really stark differences in response.
All right, last question. Last question I have. Yeah. Look, Ukraine.
Yeah.
Okay, I understand. Yeah. I understand. We have to protect. We must protect the high grade gas, neon gas there that we use in chip manufacturing. I understand that it's crucial for the United States. But is there a point where we're seeing diminishing returns, and how do you see Putin's war?
So this is, again, this goes back to Blinken, who did a speech a couple of days ago talking about the failure of the Russian military. It's like they're winning, and the fact that Blinken can't admit that, again, just illustrates the complete detachment from reality. As much as anything, this, again, you know, I mean, to remind your audience, which I always have to do, everybody, come on, I'm not a fan of Putin. I'm not pro-Russian. My job is to call balls and strikes. And so in this case, the fact is that the Ukrainians, by just the numbers on the board, are not going to win. They didn't win a back move. They're not going to win this offensive. It's all a numbers game at this point, you know. And by the way, we, the United States, have won most of our big wars by the fact that we understood the numbers and how to get ahead of them and use our strengths to win. In this point, none of the strengths that we are trying to help the Ukrainians with are going to help them win. Piecemeal elements showing up on the battlefield, a couple of tanks here and there, that does not make for a good strategy or an effective way to win. So as much as anyone, I understand the need for the Ukrainians to defend themselves. I'm not against that. But at the same time, I'm witnessing poor strategy result in the complete destruction of the fabric of Ukrainian society. So anyone who has a heart understands you don't want to see the pain and suffering being inflicted by on the people of Ukraine. And if Biden's trying to win, we ain't going to win.
Yeah, that's
what I'm saying. It's because of his woke philosophy. The failure of woke is obvious by the fact that you cannot win a war because you have politically compromised yourself to a belief structure that does not have any connection to reality.
And not only that, and not only that, the wokeness prevents them. They say they need to win the war, and they're going to dedicate all this money. They don't have a proper strategy to win a war. They're not in it to
exactly.
win.
My point.
Yeah,
exactly.
They're not Colonel Schaefer. I wish you and I could have talked about better news, but I think the American people just know. The American
yep.
people just know that we've got to do something about the lackluster leadership, whether it be in the FBI or whether it be inside of the White House. Colonel Tony Schaefer, Project Sentinel. If folks want to help you out, where can they go?
Well, just go check us out. Look at what we're doing. I always appreciate the time we have together to talk about stuff. Obviously, we're trying to build this organization to focus on returning the republic to constitutional governance, to include the military, things like we're talking about today, so people can support us by supporting us by, you know, going and contributing and doing other things to help us out. So, Chris, always great to join you. Thanks for having me.
Always appreciate the time, Colonel. Thank you. All right, that's going to do it, everybody, for this Salcedo Storm podcast. Visit ChrisSalcedo.com. Visit TexasScorecard.com. That's where you find enterprising journalism. And ChrisSalcedo.com is where you find me and all of our social media hookups. All right, my friends, until we visit again, remember this. A society's worth isn't measured by how much power is stolen by government, but rather by how much power is reserved for you and me. We, the people. Stay safe out there, my friends.